Howdy, everybody, and welcome to the July 18th edition of Dead Pit Radio. I'm Uncle Bill.
It's July 18th, and I'm the Creepy Kentuckian, if you will. God damn it, it's July 18th. I'm excited.
It's July. It's the middle of fucking July.
Yeah. And the weather is not too bad here in Eastern Kentucky.
No, it's actually pretty good here.
Feels pretty daggone good out.
It's so goddamn hot last week. I thought the fucking devil was going to come out of the closet or something.
Yeah. So what in the hell are we doing on the show this week, Uncle Bill?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you right now.
What are we going to do?
I thought this would be an idea because, for some reason here lately, a lot of companies have been coming out of the fucking woodwork with a bunch of different releases and things like that. And we were talking about it with Felcher, and it got me started thinking, we should try to do a show where we compile, like, all of the newer Blu-ray releases, mostly Blu-ray releases, from different, like, indie kind of companies and things like that, and talk about them.
Yeah.
Talk about what they're releasing and things like that.
Well, I was thinking you was wanting to do a show about us, I don't know how to word this, but I'll just go ahead and say it. We, Dead Pit Radio, were responsible for Miko Macabre quitting our internet show. Because, you know, we wrote that song about her, and it was very,
I tried to tell you in Felcher, this was like when we had that interview, that fucking page is one of the funniest goddamn things ever. It's just so crazy. I don't even know. Like, I've heard all kinds of rumors that, like, the main guy is, like, a bunch of different people on there, and he'll, like, just start up drama and shit, and then act like he's not the guy. Like, that started it. It's just, it's insane.
It
but
is
it's
funny.
Great.
It is funny. Like, you know, there's nothing we could say about Code Red that would make them look any worse than what that motherfucker says on there.
True.
I mean, just look at that company. I mean, it is fucking hilarious. Like, the guy is pretty much doing, like, flea market. I mean, he's selling shit from his house. You know, that's the only way you can get that shit is on their website.
I guess the funniest part about that page and that site and that company to me, though, is, like, he actually has a group of people. And this just goes to show you, man. I think back on the days of, like, when we got in the big conflicts with certain people. I don't want to mention the names in it, but like these fucking grindhouse loving like kind of people that,
right.
You know, it just goes to show they've got like a group of people that wholly support him and his fucking craziness.
Well,
like no matter
always,
what happens on there.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's always going to be, you know, at least a couple people because there's always more crazy motherfuckers out there.
I just don't,
it's the
I don't
internet.
Understand. Realistically, how you could look at that shit that he's posting, all those people, and just be like, oh, this is fine. I think recently he had
didn't all the moderators quit on that page or something besides
all the moderators
Mr. Olson?
Supposedly he was going to shut down the group, but couldn't figure out how to do it or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, anybody wants to check that out, just the Code Red official Facebook page. That is some hilarious shit. That's like, you know, on a daily basis, he's posting stuff on there that's fucking just hilarious. You can't, there's a thread on there about, there may be multiple threads on there about Dead Pit, but I saw one in particular that, I don't know if this Bill Olson was a big fan of Miko or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to say I'm close friends with Miko, but, you know, she is my Facebook friend, and if she was that freaked out by anything that we did, she must not have been too freaked out about it, because the girl that played,
yeah.
You know, people wonder, and I'm not going to say, you know, because she kind of is doing her own thing now, and I thought about maybe we should get her on here, but I don't even want to get to that level, you know, if she wants to come on and talk at some point, you know. But I ain't going to bring something like this. This is just retarded. Like,
it's one of those things where even after she quit doing the show, she would come back on the website and like look at posts and stuff like that and comment when we had the message board and things too. I remember that. And like she would just randomly show up, you know, a year later, 2 years later, things like that, and like talk to us. I know there's nothing like that going on. I don't know what the fuck like got that started or whatever, but I mean, coming from who it comes from, it's not really surprising.
That's just, yeah, I mean, but that was one of the things. And, you know, honestly, other than the fact that we were pretty much just telling the truth, we never really, you know, Bill Olson's just one of those guys that, he eventually gets pissed off by everybody, anybody and everybody. And, it is what it is. I highly recommend everybody adding themselves to that Facebook page. It is hilarious. And Code Red, hey, I'll give the guy a little bit of credit. He is still trucking somehow. I mean, you know, in what little existence Code Red is now, he's still trying, you know, and he brought out finally Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker on DVD.
That's kind of
so
cool.
We have to commend him for that. And Steve loves the shit, you know. We were trying to get Steve on here as well, but, you know, it's past his bedtime. We had to do this show a little later, so.
Well, the thing about Steve, I think that company kind of targets people like Steve, though. People that like exploitation and grindhouse like that. Like, they don't give a fuck what it is. They just comes out with it. But, man, I don't know what is wrong with that guy, but this is not just one of those things where, I mean, at least not my opinion anyway. There's not one of those things where it's just a attitude or something like that. There's really something fucking going on with that guy.
He's a little crazy.
He's a little bit nuts, yeah.
His theme song should be that Halford song. Just a little crazy. If he was a wrestler, you know.
But
so, anyway. No news this week. I mean, I was looking some of this stuff up. You know, our news supplier, they've updated the website like maybe once, and there's nothing really. I know the Annabelle trailer just came out today. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, other than that, the only other thing that we could talk about on here, and then we'll talk about some of the studio stuff, because there's a couple things, actually. One is Gary Sales. I guess this leads into Code Red a little bit, because, you know, Gary Sales, a lot of people don't, you know, I've never really talked to Gary. He's the guy that owns the rights to Madman. He mentioned recently via their Facebook page that they are getting a 4K restoration done on Madman. So, at some point that one's going to be coming out on Blu-ray, and maybe
I saw that today and I was like, what the fuck? Like a 4K restoration of Madman. Now, granted, I love Madman and everything, but Jesus Christ, can you imagine that?
But back to Madman. You know, the thing is, like, Gary Sales had the opportunity back in 2010 or 2011 to do Madman right. I know that Don May Jr. I talked to Don about it. He wanted to do Madman and give it that Don May treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gary Sales just wanted it out there quick so he could make some money on it and didn't give a shit. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see who is doing this, you know, this restoration or whatever, and who they're going to get to do the Blu-ray. If
I'm betting it won't be Code Red.
That's who I'm thinking it will be honest. But we will have to wait and see. I hope not. I would love to see Scream Factory, you know, get this one. I think that, you know, they've released the Final Terror and fucking, you know, they're releasing some Killer Rat movie and shit like that. Madman's perfect for, you know, that the style of movie that they've come out with. So hopefully, you know, we'll get to we'll get to see, a loaded Scream Factory special edition, which, you know, odds are, regardless of who's releasing it, the documentary which we're in will probably be on it too. So that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah, it would be. I just, I'm kind of amazed by the fact that that movie had all of the ones that could have a 4K restoration is getting one, but I'm glad. I mean, it is a good movie. It's a slasher movie that deserves.
I think it's underappreciated for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, the kind of stuff I was going to talk about doesn't have anything to do with Code Red, because in my opinion of the stuff that I've gotten from Code Red, it's universally kind of shitty. So
true.
I mean, I'm not going to like go out of my way to support a company that doesn't do shit for the releases that they actually release.
That's true. You know, I can remember, I talked to, I don't know if he wants me to tell him this, but he probably don't give a shit at this point. I talked to Paul Ehlers, right after the DVD release came out. And he was asking, you know, did we get our DVDs? And yes, they, Code Red did send us two DVDs, one for me, one for you. Because we basically, you know, found a lot of the fans for that documentary, you know, and helped a lot with that documentary and stuff. Paul Ehlers, madman himself, also just received one copy of the DVD.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's kind of fucked up. And he was telling me too, like when Anchor Bay released, the DVD back in like 2000 or 2001, whenever it was, Anchor Bay sent him like two cases of those DVDs.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's what I was saying though. I really do not know. Like I know it has something to do with screeners or something like that, but I've yet to figure out why that guy went nuts on us. But I know that he is one of, oh my God, the most like fucking insanely stingy, Jewy motherfuckers I've ever like known.
Jewy?
Yeah. He's real Jewy.
Dude, you need to quit being so goddamn Jewy.
I would like to tell him that though. I really would. But anyway, here's a weird thing about it though. And you were talking about this in the interview though. His brother owns a company that's actually like, that does a really good job. And has a pretty good reputation. They don't have any of the insanity of that company, which is Scorpion Releasing.
Right.
Which I did want to talk about because they just announced a Blu-ray that I'm actually really excited about. I mean, they've got some stuff like, I think they got Savage Streets over there now and like a couple of other titles like that. But the one that they just announced that will be for October the 7th on Blu-ray is the one called The First Power. I don't know if you remember this movie or not. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a little known movie, but it's a really, really good, like,
I saw, like, the case, and I don't know if I've ever seen the movie, but I remember the cover of the VHS and all that. So, yeah, I mean, Scorpion's one that we don't really talk about a whole lot simply because, you know, their releases, they are interesting, but they're one of those companies like Scream Factory. If you don't get the screener, you know, you got to pay $25-$26 to get a copy of it, and a lot of that stuff I really just, you know, I'm not willing to shell out that kind of money.
Yeah. I mean, they're all expensive. They've got other stuff that, like, I've never even seen, man. Like, they got one called The Sorceress, Island of the Claws, which is like a killer crab movie.
Yeah.
They
got a lot of stuff, though. I mean,
But that one caught my attention because I've always loved that movie, and it's never really been out. I don't think it's ever been out on anything except maybe like a crappy DVD, like bare bones DVD. And it's actually a really good kind of cult movie. There's another one that I only remember the case, and I don't ever think I've seen the movie, though, called Screamers. Do you remember that movie?
I think so, yeah. Not that familiar with it, though.
Yeah, that one's coming out from them on Blu-ray. But that company, which is so weird because that guy's related, is like, they seem to go out of their way to do a pretty decent job.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because, like, their website, like, I'm on their website right now. Like, they've got The Monster Club as coming soon. And that, I got that last October. And I watched it. So they're not really updating their website either.
The Monster Club?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I ever saw that. What the hell is the one
with isn't that the one with Vincent Price and,
okay.
It's like an anthology. It's a pretty good movie. Like, I got that one just because it was really cheap. It was like $7 or something like that, which was, I think that was a pricing era or something. But, era. One other thing though, and we'll, take a break and then we'll get to the, cause there's a lot of movies we can talk about with some of these companies here.
Oh yeah.
That I definitely wanted to touch on and wanted to get, you know, some detailed, you know, feedback from you on this, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where Flashback Weekend is doing, and this is a show in Chicago. It's coming up, August the 8th through the 10th, Crown Plaza, Chicago, O'Hare, and Rosemont, Illinois. On Friday, August the 8th, Robert Englund is donning his Freddy makeup in a special photo op, and he's doing a live stage show thing afterwards. Tickets for this, we talked about this, and this is mainly why we were talking about it, because it is a cool concept. You know, that they're doing this. I mean, this is a dream come true for Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger fans. Cause he's never done this before. You know, this is a big thing. I'm not going to try to downplay it at all. It's pretty cool. It's $365 to do it, right?
It is.
So we were talking about that. And just something that I'm just like baffled, you know, because this is a rumor that came out about 3 or 4 days ago. That he is not going to be Freddy. He's going to be Robert Englund donning the famous Freddy makeup, and he's not going to have the sweater or the hat on, in the photo, which to me, I'm like, but the more I think about it, you know, at first I was like, what the fuck, you know? But the more I think about it, I think the reason why they're doing this is not the reason, because Robert Englund did an interview, stating, he gave a bunch of bullshit, basically. It didn't make any sense. You know, we can talk about that here in a second.
Yeah.
I think the reason they're doing this is because Freddy Krueger is a character owned by New Line Cinema Warner Brothers. Right? Does this make sense? And for him to charge that kind of money, and you know he's going to be making 6 figures for this photo op, guarantee it. Bet you anything he's going to be making that much. He's going to have to do it as Robert Englund donning the Freddy makeup instead of Robert Englund as Freddy, I would think. Doesn't that make sense to you? That's why, basically, yeah. And if it was me, I would want my money back, because this is bullshit right here, okay? You don't want Robert Englund in Freddy makeup in a t-shirt and jeans, which is what he's going to have on. And he is going to have the glove, but that's a shitty picture, man. Like you're paying a premium, like we were saying before, and you're getting shit.
I just hope people do it, man. Like, and I know they will, and I think it's already sold out, but I'm sure nobody really knew that before it sold out.
No,
this is just something that recently, like, came to light. But it's the idea of, so you got a guy, he's going to be dressed in just the makeup and the claw and going to be in, like, street clothes. That's going to be the most ridiculous looking shit ever. And I'd say, you know, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but I'd say you're probably right. Cause here's the excuse that he gave. He was like, well, if I get in the Freddy makeup and then get in the costume and everything, then you won't know that it's me. Like anybody could do that. Like, which is true no matter what anyway, but
anybody as well can get a silicone Freddy mask.
Right.
And look exactly like Freddy. So
he's saying that this is the only way you'll know it's the real, authentic. Which, when you read that shit, I don't know if you have that quote where he was like,
I actually got it in front of me if you want me to read it.
Okay, read it, because it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't make any sense.
He says, I'm not going to dress up as Freddy. I'm going to be Robert Englund donning his famous Freddy makeup for one last time. I want to make a special flashback weekend t-shirt that fans can get, and I'm going to put on my old Freddy boots and a pair of black jeans and the glove. I'm not going to wear the hat, because if I wear the hat, we're always fighting with lighting. So you says you can't really see it's me, and if I dress completely like Freddy, I'll look just like any other Freddy impersonator, like a chorus boy from Universal Studios Orlando who runs around and jumps behind the King Kong ride every Halloween. So
okay. So I here's my only question. Here's the thing about that, okay? If you're going to pay $365 for him as Freddy, do you want to see him dressed up in the sweater and the hat and all the other stuff that makes that an iconic figure? Or do you want him essentially dressed like Cassandra Peterson dresses whenever she's not Elvira? That's what this is. It's like he has part of it, but not all of it. And there's no, like, there's nothing really unique about that. That's all I can say. That's all I can think. I mean, and I don't blame Robert Englund for this. I really don't, because Robert Englund seems like a really nice guy. I really think that whoever thought this up, they did not think it through. I don't think that they thought, I think that they probably just thought, well, this would be a good, like, you know, fundraiser and a good way to make money off people, but I don't think they thought about all of the stuff that went into this.
Are you talking about the legalities of him actually
being just fucking people over the part of it, yeah.
Yeah, because like I was saying, you know, the more I was thinking about it, it just doesn't make any more, I mean, that's the only thing that I can, you know, because you're doing the makeup is the hard part to do. You know, you're bringing Robert Kurtzman in there, who's going to do a great job. I think the makeup will look great. But you're going through all that, and he's just going to say, I'm going to wear a Flashback Weekend t-shirt, and, you know, I'm not going to wear the hat because the lighting, you know, it
doesn't
the
make
hat's
any
going to,
sense.
That,
man.
Yeah, that
does not make any, because you know as fucking well as I do, man, we've seen a million of those celebrity photo ops. They got those huge fucking like crane lights and stuff. And I mean, you could see everything.
Right.
There's no way that that's actually a problem.
No.
It's just not.
Has nothing. And the folks listening to this too, if there's any of you out there that bought that photo op, if I was you, I would demand the money back for this thing, because all this came out after they sold out of these tickets. And I think you overpaid for the ticket anyway, even if he was complete in Freddy, you know, attire, the sweater, the hat, everything, the whole thing. But now that this has come out that, well, I'm just going to kind of have the Freddy makeup on and I'm Robert Englund still, you know, people didn't want, if you want a picture with Robert Englund, goddammit, you could go to 90 shows a year or whatever it is that he does and get a picture with just Robert Englund. People wanted the picture with Freddy. So that's what you paid for. If you feel like you're not getting it, demand your money back. That's what I would do.
Yeah, this is such a weird thing though. I mean, just the price tag alone was weird enough, but the way this has been carried out is so odd to me, man. Like that they would do all this.
I can't wait to see what the photos look like.
I know, it'd be kind of funny.
So anyway, I guess we should take a break, and this is going to be a brief show. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on. We're in summer. Hopefully there'll be a lot of stuff to talk about in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the big companies, some of their upcoming releases. On deadbeat.com. Hey, folks, now you have an opportunity to listen to every episode of Dead Pit Radio that's ever been recorded. Isn't that right, Uncle Bill?
All of your favorite shows with all of your favorite interviews and all of the skits that made us legendary can now be yours. Imagine it.
Yeah, it's not Dead Pit Premium. We've talked about that for a while, but this is an opportunity for the next 3 or 4 months for you to donate some of your money so we can pay for server costs to include such famous Dead Pit episodes as the John Carpenter Show.
Or the George Romero Show.
The Angus Scrimm Show, boy!
And so many others, including guys like Joe Dante and Stuart Gordon and all of your favorite directors and actors from horror films.
Scream queens like Linnea Quigley, Felissa Rose, Tiffany Shepis. The list goes on and on and on and on. Tons of interviews and skits all the way back to the very first Dead Pit Radio Show, which hasn't been heard in, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Probably at least that. So all we're asking is for a small donation from a lot of people to keep this going.
Yeah.
And all of those shows can be yours.
That's right. Brand new Dead Pit website is debuting this fall. And the goal is, by probably September or October, it'll be up. And it will, if your donations meet expectations, okay, and there's no masturbations on board, it'll include 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and yes, 2014. We've been doing this show too fucking long.
That's true, but think about it. You can get it at the beginning, you can get it in the middle, and you can get it towards the end, which is where we're at right now.
That's true.
But all that can be yours from the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
DeadPit.com. Donation boxes on the main page. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. Mm-hmm. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opposite, he's busy cranking out some of the most high-quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn horror t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check them out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect.
Howdy folks, it's Creepy Kentuckian here. Have you ever seen those ultraviolet or voodoo codes included with the newest DVD or Blu-ray releases? If you're not using them, I can. You can send them to me via email at wesvance@gmail.com. That's WESVANCE @gmail.com. Or you can just send me a private message on Facebook. If you want to send me an image or type out the code, either one will work and I would greatly appreciate it. With thousands upon thousands of physical copies in my collection, I simply don't have the space to buy movies anymore.
So with the help of you guys, I can see the latest releases without having them take up room at Deadpit headquarters. I will accept any movie and any voodoo credit you have, you can email my way. Once again, that's WESVANCE@gmail.com, WesVance@gmail.com, or on Facebook. Private message me. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome back to Dead Pit Radio. Creepy Kentuckian here, and I almost strangled to death during the break, but I think I'm good.
You all right, buddy? You
got, I always hate that shit, though. Like, whenever, I don't think I'm getting sick, but I just get like a catch in my throat, and it sucks. I have to drink water and just fucking cough it out.
I think it's allergies. I really do. Like, when you get that feeling in the back of the throat, like there's something in there, but there's really not.
Yeah. It sucks. It sucks dick. Violently. So, anyway, basically what we're doing is kind of like a Blu-ray DVD buyer's guide. We can talk about a lot of the studios and some of the stuff they have planned, because the big season's coming up here in a couple months.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit coming out around September and October. That'll be the big time of year, I guess.
Yeah. So, which studio do you want to start with? I mean, the big one, well, I guess. I mean, you want to go with the big ones and go down the ladder? How you want to do it?
I mean, that'll be fine. Of course, the biggest, I don't think it matters how we start this in terms of the companies, but the biggest one, of course, is Scream Factory.
Right.
By far, I think, at this point. Like, in terms of releases and things like that, I don't even think anybody comes close. So, dude, like, let's just for a moment just talk about, like, July to August, okay? You've got some of these. Now, you may not be interested in them,
right,
because they're not necessarily up our alley, but you got to give these fuckers credit for what all they're coming out for. You've got Lake Placid, which came out July the 8th. You've got Deadly Eyes, which is like a killer rat movie, which just came out this week. You've got shit like...
I think that's a movie, though. Like, the one thing about Code Red, too... I mean, not Code Red. Shout Factory, Scream Factory, whatever. is a lot of their stuff has never been on DVD either. Like, Deadly Eyes is one of those.
Yeah, Without Warning is another one, too.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
Without Warning was not even on VHS, I think. Right?
Yeah, it was never on anything. You could only see it, like, I think on television.
It's very weird. Yeah.
So it comes out August the 5th. You got like Ginger Snaps coming out next week, which is around the 22nd. Phantom of the Paradise, which I don't know. For some reason, I kept getting... was there a movie called like Phantom of the Mall or something like that? Eric's Revenge?
Yeah.
I keep getting those two mixed up in my head.
That's like something Code Red would come out with, though.
It is.
Or maybe Scorpion.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and then the big one that you and I have been waiting on, though, comes out around my birthday, which is Motel Hell comes out August the 12th.
Oh, is that like a subtle like hint?
Yeah, I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Up front.
That comes out right around my birthday, man. It's one I'm really looking forward to.
That fucking thing, though, and that's the thing about Scream Factory, though. Like, their covers are usually awesome, and that's
right.
Like the best cover.
That is an awesome cover. I think that's one that Nathan Milner also did. So, yeah, Motel Hell's like, that's an awesome, just a kind of a cult movie that I remember watching as a kid, and just, I don't know, it's just a fun kind of 80s, hokey, you know, slasher. In a way.
Yeah, it's weird because it has like a lot more dark humor than a lot of the slash films that were coming out around that time, too. It's a stupid movie in a way, but it's good. It's really well made, oddly enough, too. Then the week after that, you got Leviathan. I don't know if you remember that movie. I know I saw that movie when I was a kid. It's the one with Peter Weller in it, RoboCop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever saw it, to be honest, but I hear a lot of people love that movie. I don't think it ever came out on DVD?
No, I don't think So I've never owned it. I know that. Yeah. Never seen it anywhere. I've seen this next movie, and I saw this a couple years back, and it's Legend of Hell House, which I believe has Roddy McDowall in it. Or maybe that's Legend of Hull House. Fuck, I don't know. But anyway, that one comes out August the 26th. Pumpkinhead comes out in September, the collector's edition of that, which looks amazing.
Yeah, that's I love the artwork on that, too. I don't know who did the artwork or the cover art for Pumpkinhead, but, yeah, that's another one. It's just, you know, and it's the thing. This is what, you know, kind of reminds me of Anchor Bay in a way. And a lot of people say that, Scream Factory is kind of like the modern-day Anchor Bay Entertainment, you know, circa, like, you know, 1999, 2003, 2004, you know, when they were just setting the world on fire. They make these packages and stuff, and this, you know, as good as the movie is, as good as you love the movie, if it's got a cool-looking cover, that just makes you want it even more. You know, or at least it does for me. And Pumpkinhead's another one. That cover's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is probably one of the better ones. I was looking at it right now. It's got some cool artwork, and that's one of the few, like, monster films that are coming out from any company, really, like that. Yep. Most of them are slashers. So then, and I hadn't really paid attention to this until right now, the Halloween Complete Collection Deluxe Edition set comes out on September 23rd. It's already sold out on their site. So, I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Yeah, I think there was some sort of... maybe something special with that one or something that, you know, Scream Factory, a lot of their stuff, they include like bonus posters or something. I don't know what it was. That
yeah.
But that's probably why that one, because it was only limited. They had like 500 copies or something like that. So I don't know what it was, but yeah, it sold out already.
This is the other one that it was very limited, supposedly not so limited anymore, that we were talking about. We could talk about this too. Is the other big release and probably the last big release that they have scheduled right now is October the 28th. They've got Nightbreed, the director's cut, the deluxe edition, and just the director's cut. Now, it was recently recently released a statement saying that they had already sold out of the 5,000 copy edition of the deluxe edition and added 5,000 more.
Right. A limited edition of 10,000. To me, 10,000 doesn't sound like a limited edition.
It's just funny in hell, man. It's still the same price, too. It's $80.
Well, of course.
Fuck you. We're going to get more.
You know what? I don't blame them. I do the same damn thing. I mean, you know, it's higher than shit, but if people are buying it, hey, more power to them, man. Scream Factory has such an audience. You know, a cult audience, people that will buy all these movies. It doesn't matter if they've never seen the damn movie before. If it's a Scream Factory movie, there's people that collect them. They want all the Scream Factory releases. So, hey, I would have never thought that the 5,000 would have sold out. I said that like a couple weeks ago. And they proved me wrong. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you did say that. And then that happened. It happened in like a day, didn't it? I mean, that shit sold out in like a day.
I don't know. I must have, underestimated the power of Nightbreed. I don't know.
But I mean,
no clue.
Even though that happened, I'm not going to lie, I would never pay that much for fucking...
Well, it is. I think it is like $56 or something on Amazon. So it's not, you know, that's slightly better than $80. But
yeah. But
it's still just like a, what, a 2 or 3 disc set?
Yeah. And it's out there, and you can. Yeah. I think you can still get it as of right now. But
I could buy a couple and try to sell them later or something.
Yeah, that would be the thing to do. I think of that when they go out of print, which will be soon.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, like you said, they have cornered the market on cult horror films. There's no doubt about that. Like, they are the biggest retailer of that going right now. And like you said, they did a really smart thing in that they made them like collector's edition, all of them. So everybody wants to collect them like comic books or something. You want to have the whole set. So they've cashed in on people's insanity about hoarding things.
That's true. So, yeah. some other studios though you want to talk about? I know one in particular, like, I definitely wanted to mention this because I saw a screenshot comparison. Dark Sky Films, their big release this fall is the 40th anniversary edition of Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And in 2008, they did a Blu-ray that looked amazing, I thought, at least at the time. That was an amazing-looking Blu-ray. But since then, I guess Don May Jr. has restored it, done like a 4K restoration on it. And it is even better. It looks, I mean, it's so sharp and so clear that this is going to be a must buy. You know, I'm a huge fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think that it's a movie that, it, you know, there's a few horror movies, only a handful, that I would say should be in, like, you know, the Smithsonian, or should be up there in, like, you know, upper echelon, and that's one of them for sure. So it'll be cool to see that release. Dark Sky Films really don't come out with a whole lot of, I mean, they had, wasn't you saying they released Death Spa or something like that recently?
Well, the weird thing about them is, I don't know when this happened, they got, like, in collaboration with Gorgon Video, and I think Gorgon had Death Spa somehow or another, and they teamed up with Dark Sky and put them out. So they're kind of like with that company somehow or another too. So, well, they kind of work together.
I do kind of know the history of that, if anybody gives a shit. Dark Sky formed from MPI. MPI was around for years and years and years and years. And Gorgon was a division of MPI back in the 80s. So it's technically all the same company, I think.
Mm. So the funny thing is, though, about Dark Sky, they still release independent films. I didn't even realize all the shit that they were releasing that's on, like, Netflix and stuff. Like, there's the movie everybody talks about, Stakeland, which is, like, the vampire movie. And then there's The Innkeepers, which was the Ty West movie. I mean, they still out, like, they're still, like, a company like that, but they just don't release a lot of the stuff like we were thinking of, like the older films and things like that anymore. They were doing that for a while. I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, as far as Dark Sky, though, I don't know hardly any other. I mean, that Texas Chainsaw, that's going to be a huge release.
Yeah, so that'll be one of the biggest ones any company comes out with, I'd say.
Yeah. So, where else can we go here?
I could talk about another one. You just mentioned the guy, so we could talk about his company, which is, in my opinion, the best restoration company that there is in terms of the way that they look and the fact that I've never been let down by any of the releases. Synapse Films is the best in that way.
They're the best.
They really are. But they've got some cool stuff coming out. A couple of films coming out that I've already got one of them, and because I got a hell of a fucking deal on it. And there's another one coming out that I may or may not get. I probably will, just because they're releasing it. But Synapse is coming out with Curtains, which I believe comes out next month, doesn't it? Or
I can look on here on their website, and hopefully they'll, let's see, July 29th, so it should be, we should be, well, I don't know. Synapse hadn't had anything out in a while. I don't know if we'll get a copy of that or not.
And then Prom Night, which comes out September the 9th right now, which is one of those movies that he has, like, painstakingly gone through, you know, frame by frame to restore it. He put up stuff on Facebook about how he did that. And you could look at some of the stills and some of the frames and stuff, the way he cleaned them up. But yeah, they got those two films coming out.
Is that the one that you ordered?
What, Prom Night?
Which one did you say you ordered?
Oh, I got Curtains. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they had, like, a deal on it where it was like $13, and I was like, ah, fuck it, I'm just gonna buy it. The Blu-ray.
See, I'm not. Okay, I grew up with Prom Night. I didn't grow up with Curtains. I've only seen Curtains maybe once or twice.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Here's the thing. I've never seen it all the way through because the last edition of it I had was like Mill Creek, and you couldn't see shit. Like, you could not. It was so dark and grainy that I couldn't even watch it. I was like, I can't even tell what the hell's going on.
Well, it's interesting because that one never, aside from that shitty, like, you know, multi-pack version, that thing's never been out on DVD. And I don't even want to say, I really don't want to say it's been out ever because, you know, I think that was kind of an illegal release, you know, that Mill Creek or whoever the hell it was.
There was a couple companies that put that out, I think, that were like, one of those multi-pack kind of things.
Yeah.
But the other one, though, he's got, it's not on here. It's not on the website, but we know it's coming out, is the Suspiria.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's probably going to be next year, I'm guessing. That'd be next fall, probably. So, I mean, that's the biggest release Synapse ever done, so. I would expect a steelbook release or something. He'll do something special for that one.
I'll buy it, man. That's one of those movies. I don't care like how much it is or how he packages it. I'm gonna buy that because you know it'll look better than it ever has.
Yeah, it'll probably look better than it did on opening night, thanks to Donald May Jr. So you got that stuff coming up from Synapse. Let's see. I would talk about Scorpion stuff, but. You know, they really don't have a website worth of shit. I want to go ahead and throw that out there. I can't even tell. I don't know what some of their stuff is upcoming. Who else, though? Who else you want to?
Well, the other one I really want to talk about because I love their stuff is Grindhouse Releasing. And the big one that they just came out with was the big 3-disc Cannibal Holocaust Blu-ray. I think it came out like last week, and everything I've heard.
Have you ordered that one yet?
I did. I ordered those two together. The Cannibal Holocaust.
Deep Discount.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Deep Discount's the cheapest place you can order a Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, and they had a 15% off sale, so that worked out pretty well with all that shit. Let's see. So they've got that being their big release, and. The other one that this movie is weird, but it's one of my favorites, was Gone with the Pope. I don't know if you remember me talking about that film, but they're releasing that on Blu-ray in the near future.
Yeah, I think you all saw that in the theater like what?
It's been
years and years ago.
We're talking 4 or 5 years ago now, yeah. Which is so weird, man, because most of the time if you're going to have a theater screening for a movie that you owned, and, like, take it out to other theaters, and you would release it, you know, right after it came out, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, in theaters, that would be the point. But they didn't release anything. They didn't release a DVD, nothing. Like, they just had it on the theaters. This was 2010. I just looked it up on here. 2010, they have a theater kind of run of that movie. Don't release shit on it. Nothing gets done with it. And now, just now, like, they're going to release the Blu-ray.
That's kind of how. You know, they do it though. I mean, you know, Grindhouse, they kind of take their time. So.
Yeah, they never got in a hurry about much of anything that I can see. And the reason I bring that company up though, that's another company. I think Bob Murawski, is that guy's name?
Yeah. He does a lot of editing and stuff in big Hollywood movies. So he don't have a whole lot of extra time, I don't think, to do because he does all the restoration work on that, I think.
Yeah, and but it always looks great too. I mean, that's another company that's like, when they release shit, like, you need to buy it, because it always looks amazing.
One thing though, like, are there any other Grindhouse releases you want to mention on here?
Well, there's a couple, like American Hippie in Israel, I've never seen. It's supposed to be like, it's supposed to be one of those, like, cult titles. It just got released on, Blu-ray. Cat in the Brain, is that not coming out soon? Like, it seems like I saw a Blu-ray.
I don't know. I know that the DVD took like 10 years to fucking come out. I remember that, back when that thing came out.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll look this up and you go on, you can pick another company, but I'm thinking it does.
I just wanted to mention, because I was looking on Scorpion Releasing's Facebook page, Evidently, and I'd never heard anything about this. This is awesome. Just because I have not seen this movie in, probably since I was 7 or 8 years old. That's how long it's been. They evidently are going to be releasing, the Dirt Bike Kid on,
yeah, saw,
on DVD.
On
and I'm like, what? God, really? I mean, that's just comes out of left field, especially with Scorpion releasing. I wouldn't think that they'd be releasing something like that, but I'm totally getting that. That's of course the, you know, Peter Billingsley, who was Ralphie and the Christmas Story and, you know, it's Messy Marvin and Hershey commercials and shit. So it'd be cool to, see that movie again. And it's never been out on DVD before at all. So that's kind of, wow. I think it's like a, one of those Canadian movies that have weird, like, royalty things or something where they can't be released. That's why the Peanut Butter Solution isn't out, but they got some other stuff on here. Sorceress.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that one is. The cover is hilarious. It's got like a lion with dragon wings on it and a monkey with a battle axe and half naked woman on the cover of it. It's something Jared would love. I can tell just by the cover of it. Then another movie called Island Claws. Yeah, I have no clue. I've never heard of that one either. Steve, this is why we need Steve on here, because he'd know about all these shitty fucking monster movies and shit. They have another one called Killer Fish coming out September the 23rd. That one has Lee Majors, Karen Black in it. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Karen Black, boys.
Scorpion's kind of, they're one of those companies that's kind of under the radar a lot of the time. Like, you don't really know what they're coming out with.
I know.
You have to, like, research it, kind of.
Because that, let's be honest, like, that's one thing that they do, those two companies share. They're not very good at, like, publicity or anything.
Yeah. So, there's that one. I actually tried to look up Anchor Bay, but they're not really doing much anything anymore. So
Anchor Bay is just effed. Nay, that should be their new slogan.
Yeah, I guess Anchor Bay's, like, kind of doing the Halloween set with Code Red. So maybe you can put that in there with them, but... Code Red. I've got Code Red on the brain tonight.
You really do.
Scream Factory and Anchor Bay are doing that, not Code Red. So, I was actually looking up Blue Underground as well. That's a company that's kind of, hey.
They've got some stuff coming out, though. I was looking them up, too. Blu-rays, anyway.
Yeah, I did see they have a Bruno Mattei 2-pack that recently... I think it recently came out. I don't know if it's out yet. Hell of the Living Dead and Rats, Night of Terror, which was an Anchor Bay 2-pack back in the day, the DVD.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Actually, that's not a bad set. I mean, Rats is awful, but it's kind of hilariously awful. And Hell of the Living Dead is really great.
Yeah.
It's like a Dawn of the Dead ripoff, like, awful.
Yeah, they've got a few movies, though, interesting movies coming out, like Stage Fright. That one comes out in September.
That's a good one.
Let's see. I think, let me see here. See, Blue Underground, I don't really hear a whole lot of anything from them, though. I mean, not a whole lot of stuff. Any other releases you know of they're coming out with?
No, the 2-pack was the one that I saw recently that I was kind of aware that they were doing.
Yeah,
but you're right. They release stuff really, really kind of sporadically now.
Yeah, I wonder what's up with that. I mean, is you know, maybe Bill Lustig is going to be doing more actual directing or something? I don't know. I wonder what he's up to.
I saw recently where he was doing like he's been doing a bunch of screenings, like going to screenings and things like that of Maniac and. And different things. He's like got theatrical kind of screening, so I don't know. I tell you though, this company is one that I just recently heard of, and the reason I heard about it, and you will probably, I don't know if you know this or would shit your pants to know this or think it was funny. The reason I heard about this company is because they are releasing a Blu-ray of Night Train to Terror. Which is this new company called Vinegar Syndrome.
Right.
Which is kind of a subsidiary
I don't think they're that new. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, I must have, like, just recently heard of them, though. Because, like, a lot of this stuff is so kind of off the map.
It's a lot of stuff like Steve would enjoy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got stuff like the lost films of Herschel Gordon Lewis on Blu-ray, which that says everything you need to know right there, really, about this site. Mm-hmm. You've got Night Train to Terror. You've got movies like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is like the 70s version. Sugar Cookies. Runaway Nightmare, which is a slasher kind of film. A lot of porn.
They've got a lot of porn. Graduation Day is one that I think it's coming out in the fall. I think I heard that they were doing.
They got a 2-pack of In Search of Bigfoot, which you need to get. And Cry Wilderness.
Need to be some more Bigfoot movies.
So there's a weird kind of... There's a lot of these coming up right now. These cult kind of real obscure release companies. And so if you haven't checked Vinegar Syndrome out, which I'm trying to remember who they are a subsidiary of, because they're actually a... There's another company associated with this too, but I can't remember who it is.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, you should check them out anyway. That's a good little site.
I thought I would look up Kino and Redemption.
Oh my god, I haven't heard that shit very.
That's another kind. I don't know if they've got anything coming out, but they used to release all kinds of shit. So I'll look them up. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out. I haven't really bought too many Blu-rays this year. I mean, maybe two or three, man. I mean, I've really been laying off buying that stuff this year, you know, just because it's, for me, I mean, it's just, that's a lot of money to put on something you watch maybe once, and then it'll just collect dust for years and years, and you're probably not going to watch it again, you know?
So. Yeah, I mean, there'll always be the releases, like Cannibal Holocaust, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and like the bigger ones that you really have to have,
right.
But like if you tried to collect all the shit that Scream Factory was releasing, just Scream Factory, you would be like, that's like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that though. They really do.
There's no way in hell.
Yeah, it gets to be expensive, you know. So
I'll tell you another company I'm going to actually look up, because I've been curious about this while you're doing that. Is Arrow Video. We don't talk about them a lot anymore. And I know they got some stuff coming up.
Yeah, I think whenever they put the region code on their Blu-rays, a lot of people just kind of fell off of them.
Yeah.
They didn't want to really have to purchase a new player to play all their stuff. So, but Redemption, I mean, Redemption's another one that's similar to, like, Vinegar Syndrome, because they have a lot of, like, British, like, porn horror stuff. So I don't know how else to describe it, but they got a lot of, like, you know, British nude, big boobied vampire movies.
Well, that, I mean, doesn't need any other explanation than that, really.
Yeah. But I don't know of anything new that's really, I don't see anything on here that new. They got House of Mortal Sin that came out last month, but yeah, nothing, doesn't look like they have anything coming up, coming down the pike, if you will.
All right, here's something that it's kind of interesting just the way they're doing it. So Arrow, come September the 8th, is releasing Inferno in a steelbook on Blu-ray.
I think they're doing a lot of it, steelbooks.
Yeah, they're doing Black Sunday in a steelbook in August. And... there's a lot of shit they're coming out with in, like, steelbooks and Blu-ray releases, but...
Yeah, more ways to get your money.
Exactly. Rabid Dogs and Kidnapped, which is, seen both of those at one time or another.
Kidnapped is a good movie.
Shivers is in a steelbook. That's a Cronenberg
film. You might have to get that one.
Killer, are you shitting me? They're fucking putting out Killer Clowns from Outer Space in a steelbook.
Eh... I like Killer Clowns, but yeah.
Yeah, really. I don't think that deserves a steelbook.
I'm not one of those guys that just masturbates over that movie like some people. It's all right. So, yeah, a lot of stuff, Uncle Bill. Horror fans, I mean, with that and these conventions coming up, and you ain't going to have no damn money at all.
Doesn't it really seem, though, like they really do take advantage of, like, fans, these movies?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's how they make their money, man. I mean, they, like Felcher was saying a couple weeks ago, we had him on, you know, they know who their audience is. They are the hardcore horror collector, and that's who they need to go for, you know, and make limited editions, draw all the nerds in, you know.
It works. It really does work.
It does work. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's all the studios. You got any more that you can think of?
No, that's all the ones that I had. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's it for this week. Again, if people want to donate to the website, that website is scheduled to be up the end of, September, the new website, which, you know, we're attempting to put every Dead Pit show that we've ever done on that new website. But we're not going to be able to do it without the help of the fans, all the rich horror fans out there that are paying, you know, skip a Scream Factory Blu-ray and send us some bucks. So you can do that on the main page of Dead Pit.
That's a good point. Like, if you just, it's like, I feel like it's like an intervention or something. If you just didn't buy one Scream Factory Blu-ray and supported us, buddy, we'd have this thing funded in no time.
Yeah. So, yeah, do that, and appreciate everybody listening as always. Uncle Bill's back to being a regular co-host. Steve's crying in his pillow somewhere. His two biatches are pissed off. So,
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry I came back and apologized.
Anyway, we will be back next week. I'm the Creepy Kentuckian.
And I'm Uncle Bill.
And you've been listening to the often imitated, never duplicated Ballers and Shock Callers of War Talk Radio. It's Dead Pit.
.com.